Hey everybody, it's Kamau. So this week on Politically Reactive, as you know, because you listen to the episode, because you listen to every episode, we dedicated a full episode to the events of what happened last weekend in Charlottesville. Most of that episode was me and Hari talking to journalists and community organizers and even a pastor, Pastor Mike, about what happened in Charlottesville, what the context was for Charlottesville. But then somebody here at Politically Reactive HQ got the idea that we should actually hear from you all. So we asked you all, the listeners, to call in and leave a message about what you're feeling and how you're moving forward. We didn't know what would happen. We'd never done it before. But we might have to do it again because we got more than 50 messages. Now, we were only able to feature a few in the episode, so we just thought, hey, let's release more of them. One thing these calls prove is that in times of strife, we need to talk. We need to express ourselves. We need to get things out. And you can tell in a lot of the messages that these people didn't even know necessarily what they were going to say. They just called. They didn't have a script. It wasn't cable news talking points. It was just people talking. And yet, all of these messages are powerful, and they make you think. Some might make you feel like somebody's cutting onions nearby. And they reach conclusions that are centered around the need for more love, more education, more thoughtfulness, more honesty. All right, I'm going to shut up now. You guys all said it better than I just did. Let's listen.
Hi, this is Donna, and I live in Charlottesville, and I've just come from Heather Heyer's memorial service, which was amazing. I was amazed by how articulate everyone in her family was under such difficult circumstances. And her mother was, of course, as you've seen the reports, truly amazing and really charged us all with going forth and doing what Heather would have done. And so I think that's an inspiration to us to stand up even more. And there's certainly plenty of activities out there that can be done. And so I think we're feeling really sad here, but also like, boy, we want to pay heed to what her mother said, which was, I'd rather have my child, but by golly, if I've got to give her up, we're going to make it count. So I think we're going to make Heather's death count. And so I'm trying not to cry. Thanks. Bye.
I go by the name Analysis. That is my writing name, my poetry name. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. And I was in Charlottesville on Saturday. I went down to stand in solidarity with friends and colleagues, faith leader colleagues, that I knew were organizing and planning to counter protest. The shit was crazy, to make an understatement. I think that we're in an atmosphere in this country because of the current knucklehead administration in the White House and other reasons that the white supremacists are feeling emboldened again to be more outward and more visible. It's not that they ever went anywhere. It's not that they were gone, but they're feeling more empowered now. Let me also say a quick word about the Antifa, the anti-fascists, because there's a lot of attack on them coming not only from conservatives and alt-rights and Republicans, but even quote-unquote moderate Democrats and what have you. The Antifa were not the problem. As a matter of fact, they came very strong, but they did not come to start and spark a whole lot of stuff. They were there definitely to defend when necessary, though. And so the Antifa were not the problem. This definitely was an attack from the right against the left.
This is Tracy. I live in a tiny town in Louisiana, and I was devastated this past weekend. Devastated in a way that was fearful and sad and heartbroken and just exhausted. I think I cried more this weekend than I have in a long time because I worry about my young boys. I am, to be clear, a cisgender woman of color. And I don't know what's going to happen next. And I'm worried about how do I have this conversation with two teenagers to allow them to create their own opinions and to be thoughtful about it. They're mad. David Duke ran for governor here. It's a name that I've heard my entire life. It's come up over and over again. And to have him receive this amount of attention and to have him continue to not only hurt the millions of people he's hurting, but to hurt this state and to hurt the wonderful people that live here. It makes me sad. And I think it's time that we take a really, really hard look at who we have as our state officials and what I can do on a local level. And that's what I'm going to do.
Hi, Politically Reactive. My name is Beth, and I'm from Forsyth, Georgia, the infamous site of the Klan rallies and Nazi rallies. I've actually moved out, and I live in Atlanta now. But I was raised in an environment where racial epithets and ignorance abounded, and I'm horrified at the things that I repeated, that I heard. I have people in my family that won't talk to me now because I've questioned their beliefs in the Klan and in their outlook on life. It watching the events in Charlottesville this weekend just tore me up. And it actually helped solidify my husband and my decision to move out of Georgia and move north, because I don't want my daughter to grow up hearing the casual racism that we encounter every day living in Georgia. So we are going to get her out, and that means moving away from my family, but it also means moving her away from that sort of an influence. And it's also heartbreaking that these are people that I love. They're my family, but I can't reconcile that outlook towards hating people for existing and blaming them for everything that's gone wrong in their lives, and expending that much energy and that much hate. I can't reconcile that with the love and the tenderness that they've given to me throughout my life and to my daughter. But I'd always known if I brought a black friend home or, heaven forbid, dated a black guy, I would be disowned without a second thought. And I don't want that over my daughter's head.
This is Willa from Dallas, Texas. I'm feeling a little scared right now to see people on TV chanting about killing Jews and you know, what that meant to me as the granddaughter on the other side of my family of a Holocaust survivor. And then to come back to Dallas, a place where, you know, I've had Lyft drivers tell me that the Holocaust wasn't that bad for Jews, and, you know, had people say really horrible things about Jews to my face was really hard, and not to be with my family and be around people who I could really talk to about that.
Hi, my name is Cammy. I'm calling from Salt Lake City, Utah. I think the biggest thing that disgusts me about what happened in Charlottesville is that all of those people were out there basically taking a great big dump on the memories of our grandparents that fought in World War II against the Nazis and against oppression. And it just makes me really sad. We call them the greatest generation, and look at what idiots we've become. It's just really disheartening. And then the other thing that upsets me is to see the disparity in the treatment of armed, violent white protesters and people of color who protested in Ferguson, because black people are being killed on the streets, being murdered on the streets.
My name is Isha. I'm calling from abroad. People of color, people of marginalized identities have been saying for centuries, literally, that white supremacy is alive and well in the United States. And this happens. And people are still waiting for someone to convince them, waiting for someone to tell them and do the emotional labor of approaching them and telling them, here, like, let me explain this to you in a way that makes you comfortable and doesn't make you question your own position of power in the society. And it just, it sucks. It sucks that people still are just waiting to be convinced and not interested in doing the work for themselves when it's literally causing violence to other people. Their complicity is causing violence.
I'm Sarah. I'm calling from Brooklyn. I'm feeling ashamed for taking so long to be a white person who's fucking paying attention to this shit. And I'm feeling exasperated and over it and ready to protest. Quit. Literally, I'm ready to quit my job and set up a camp outside of the White House until this motherfucker gets impeached. Enough is enough. This is absurd.
This is Andrea calling from Chicago, Illinois. It's really been a very difficult week, to say the least, to be black in America, but it has always been difficult. It's always been dangerous and fear-inducing, but that has never stopped us from standing up and fighting for justice in this country. In Chicago, I'll continue to engage with and support the work of the Chicago Urban League and the Metropolitan Board, which is a group of young black professionals from across the city engaging in service, working with communities, engaging with our politicians and elected officials, and really focusing on our civic engagement and our responsibility to advocate for ourselves and our communities. But it's high time for those that have had the privilege, that have privilege, to be heard and seen without fear to organize and mobilize themselves in this fight. So, white folks, we're waiting for you right now to make the next move. And if you truly stand for justice, equity, and the rights of all citizens of this country, you have to be the bodies in the streets and knocking down the doors of our elected officials. There's no more time to waste. It's really a time for action. And Charlottesville was a dark, unfortunate reminder for us that we don't have time to waste.
Hi, my name is Amy, and I grew up in Charlottesville. I lived there for the first 18 years of my life. I am now living outside of Pittsburgh. If Charlottesville can be the cement block that's chained to Trump's ankle as history tosses him to the sharks, I will be, well, I'll feel somewhat vindicated, let's put it that way.
Thanks again to everyone who called, whether you were in the episode or not, and shared your words with us. And if you haven't heard the original show about Charlottesville that features Spencer Sunshine, Pastor Michael McBride, Rosa Clemente, and Matthew Gertz, please go check it out now. And keep the conversation going. Tweet us using the hashtag PoliticallyReactive or tag us at PoliticallyReactive on Facebook. We're also on Instagram now. Obviously, we're listening. We want to hear more. And thanks again for listening to Politically Reactive. And even more so, thanks for being a part of Politically Reactive.